Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us. Take control of the airwaves here. The number is 603-283-6160. Live Saturday edition of the program. We do this thing live 7 nights a week. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
We're expecting Lee to be joining us here. Oh, I mean, Peakless Mountaineer.
That's what he gets for not being here on time.
He'll be joining us here shortly, from what I understand. So, stuff in the news to talk about, of course. We did mention, I think it was earlier this week, if not last weekend, that there was a plan. The federal government has to go door-to-door with vaccinations. And some places already started doing that. It was, I think, North Carolina, the Charlotte area.
Did you say the government has to go door-to-door?
I don't know if they have to, but they are planning.
I thought you said that.
They're planning to go door-to-door.
Yeah. That's a bad idea.
Some of them already are.
Well, the government has already said something along the lines of, it's one of the worst viruses of all time. Well, if that's true, then going door-to-door with human beings is a poor idea.
Well, they're just brave, brave, selfless people who are just trying to help out at their own risk. See, frontline workers, Captain, important.
Have you welcomed the Lord and Savior COVID vaccine into your heart?
It does have ring of Mormonism, door-to-door religious knockers. I mean, ultimately, this is a very religious belief, the belief that, you know, this mask is going to keep you safe. Of course, now they're saying that even though you have the vaccine in L.A. County and San Francisco, you still have to put a mask on. So I guess that doesn't really engender much trust in the vaccine.
I heard there were two places in California that are reinstituting the mask mandates.
Yes, Los Angeles County this week, and then also San Francisco, from what I understand, has new quote-unquote guidance for businesses. But it's not going to stop there, of course.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, variants and fear. And so you got to put on your mask, pray to God. They're the God of the state, that is, to help keep you safe. So you've got some advice coming up here, Captain, on what people might want to consider doing once these things come to their area, presuming that this is a national rollout. Again, some places it's already started.
Yeah.
We talked about earlier this week, it was, I believe, the Charlotte, North Carolina area. The Department of Public Health is going door-to-door. They've got like a little vaccine truck or a minivan or something like that that they're driving that presumably has, you know, some sort of cooling facility in it, because supposedly these vaccines have to be kept very, very, very cold prior to administration, and then they're knocking on doors, and they've got somebody there who's supposedly trained to administer it.
Wait, so they're driving around with the vaccine in tow?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then,
going door-to-door, offering vaccinations, and a $25 gift card.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's happening already. And, you know, presumably they're getting federal money in order to do this, but
there's going to be some poor family that, like, has this bright idea of, like, you know, having all the neighborhood kids at their house, and then all the kids get the shot, and then they all get the $25 or whatever, and then they send all the kids like around the block to another house to get the shot twice so they can double up on their gift cards.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just saying, poor people come up with insanely creative ideas, and I've seen things similar to that occur because I was poor as well.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Captain, because, you know, when you're an adult or whatever getting one of these shots, they do want to see ID. They want to know who you are. They're tracking that information. So presumably they would know if you've gotten it more than once, but somebody under the age of 16 or 15, you know, whatever the minimum driving age is, isn't likely to have a state ID on them. So if today they're Jack Smith and tomorrow they're Billy Timmons, as long as it's a different bureaucrat who's making the rounds, then they won't know.
And we see this time and time again with government programs. People just take advantage of it because the government, they don't have the incentive to do it in a correct and proper way, right? So take the stimulus checks or even the PPE loans that all these businesses got, right? I've read some articles recently that say that, I don't know, I read one guy is going to jail apparently because they busted him for receiving, I don't know, maybe $1 million in fraudulent PPE loans because all he did was fill out some paperwork with a bunch of bogus information. They sent him checks, multiple checks. Several checks amounting, I mean, I think the max, for whatever he was claiming was like maybe $100,000. So if he got a million. But like he did it, he just did it 10 times or something because he was like, well, it worked. I might as well do it again. They're just going to keep sending me checks.
If you want to join the conversation, if this is happening where you live already, if you've already been visited by one of these door-to-door bureaucrats or pushers, whatever you want to call it, drug pushers.
Literally drug pushers.
you can reach us here, 603-283-6160. I believe you've got a story from, is it John Whitehead? About this, he's a...
Yeah, the Rutherford Institute.
I love the Rutherford Institute. We've read some of their stuff in the past, and it's always pretty freedom-friendly.
Indeed. It's called What to Do When COVID Strike Force Teams Come A-Knockin'.
Mm.
You want me to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
We're talking about it. We might as well get into it.
Again, the RutherfordInstitute.com, John Whitehead's commentary. He starts with a quote... Experience teaches us to be most on our guard to protect liberty when the government's purposes are beneficent. And that's a quote from Supreme Court Justice Louis D. Brandeis. A federal COVID-19 vaccination strike force may soon be knocking on your door, especially if you live in a community with low vaccination rates. Will you let them in? That's the first question. Right.
No.
Somebody knocks on your door. Will you even open the door?
You're not. From what I understand, and this isn't legal advice, but generally, if somebody knocks on the door, even if it's the police, you don't have any obligation to speak to them.
Yeah.
You have no obligation to even come to the door.
They can still bust your door in.
If they have a warrant, supposedly, they should be able to bust your door.
They can actually do it under the auspices of. Something known
an
as
emergency?
Like a health check or something like that.
Really?
I say this because...
a wellness check?
Yes. I say this because I quit a job
one
day by just simply not showing up. This is called a no-call, no-show in the industry. So you hate your job so much that you're just like, hey, I'm not going anymore. And so you don't go.
So they called the police on you.
They called the police, and they came to the door, and I didn't answer. I saw it was the police. I'm like, whatever. And I went back to doing whatever I was doing. The police went and got the manager of the apartment building that I lived in. And the manager showed up with, the police in tow, with the master key, if you will, to my apartment. And we're going to enter without my permission, just because I did not answer the door.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you did then at that point.
I did then. I'm like, look, go away. I'm, working from home now, and, your job sucked anyway. Well, I mean, nobody from the job was there, but they were like, oh, well, you're an employer. And I'm like, yeah, they're not my employer anymore. I quit. And so, anyway.
Yeah, that's what the internet is saying. You are correct that police officers can enter a residence without a search warrant in various states. I imagine they cite Oregon in this particular case. State law there states that any peace officer is authorized to perform community caretaking functions, which are any lawful acts that are inherent in the duty of the peace officer to serve and protect.
There's also
a fun trick.
So they can also come in for any kind of safety reason. So if someone yells, help me, then they can come in without your permission.
Or they just need to say, I thought I heard somebody say, help me.
What's that
and,
I hear?
Well, and frequently a lot of them will go around to the back or to the neighbor or something like that, yell from there, oh, I heard someone yell, help me. Mm. So I get to come in now.
As a side note, so this particular apartment that I lived in had a living room window that overlooked a daycare and a large outdoor playground and it was a very busy daycare, hundreds of kids, I would estimate. And so I don't recommend that to anybody. If you ever find yourself renting an apartment that overlooks or is next door to a daycare and you work anything except for like 8 to 5, don't do it unless you really love the sound of screaming children all the time.
This may be, I mean, I'm disturbed by this idea, Captain, that perhaps this wellness check, so-called, or welfare check, may be the sort of the camel's nose to get them into people's homes on this, because they may just rule that the vaccines are so important to the welfare of the people that they just have to come in.
Wouldn't surprise me.
603-283-6160, though I bet in the initial phases you'll still have the ability to refuse. But we'll see. More coming up on this. You can...
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. right here, live Saturday show for you. 603-283-6160 is our number. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the potential for door-to-door. In some places, it's actually already happening. But the door-to-door vaccination offerings, are they going to be forced at some point? Well, we haven't seen that happening in the United States yet, but there are reports internationally of forced vaccinations. There was a video I saw out of apparently Argentina of a man being allegedly vaccinated on the roof of his house.
Wow. That's
where they chased him to. He was trying to hide up there or something like that, and there was at least a few different people, sheriffs looking types, and people in nurses' gowns up there, and it sure looks like they're jabbing him with something. So, you know, could it happen here?
That's insane.
I would say don't count them out. You know, there's a good chance that they may get that desperate for compliance.
In the words of the greatest rock trio of modern times, Primus, here they come. Here come the bastards.
Yes, indeed. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And the Captain.
Captain, you're sharing with us an article from the Rutherford Institute. John Whitehead, I believe, is the CEO or founder or president or something there.
Yeah.
And he's got an opinion about these door-to-door vaccinations.
Well, it's more of, the title of it is, what to do when these COVID knockers come around to your house. And so,
yeah, I'm interested in hearing his suggestions.
Well, and we had speculated about, well, just don't answer the door. And then we talked a little bit about, well, if you do that, they can still kind of enter your place anyway.
If they've been called by somebody for a so-called wellness check, right? Or can police initiate their own wellness check?
I don't know. I imagine it varies from state to state.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But more to the point, are you required to open the door? The article continues.
Okay, good.
The Biden administration has announced that it plans to send federal surge response teams on a targeted community door-to-door outreach to communities with low vaccination rates in order to promote the safety and accessibility of the COVID-19 vaccines. That's all fine and good as far as government propaganda goes, but nothing is ever as simple or straightforward as the government claims, especially not when armed roving bands of militarized agents deployed by the nanny state show up at your door with an agenda that is at odds with the Supreme Court, or with what Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis referred to as the constitutional right to be left alone.
Hmm.
That's a right that's very near and dear to my heart.
I wish I had it.
And me as a person, yes, absolutely. It's one of these rights that, well, we don't have. A lot of folks are, there's a lot of stuff in the news. A lot of folks are like, well, can you imagine not having the freedom that we have here like they do? And it's like, okay, the grass is always greener, but we still don't have the right to be left the hell alone.
Nope. Well, you have the right. They're just not respecting it.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
Any attempt by the government to encroach upon the citizens' privacy rights or establish a system by which the populace can be targeted, tracked, and singled out must be met with extreme caution. These door-to-door visits by COVID-19 surge response teams certainly qualify as a government program whose purpose, while seemingly benign, raises significant constitutional concerns. First, the visit itself. While government agents can approach, speak to, and even question citizens without violating the Fourth Amendment, Americans have a right not to answer questions or even speak with a government agent. And you, Ian, have been a wise teacher for me on that respect. I can't tell you how many times on like some of the videos that you've been on and some of the conversations I've heard where you talk about how to interact with police, where it's like, I'm sorry, I don't answer questions, officer.
I have to say that that's one of the safest responses in my experience, yeah. At least. There's a guy on YouTube who does it to a T.
Yeah.
Kenny Suter, I think, is his
name.
Really great stuff. Should check his videos out if you want to see what happens when somebody actually puts this into play. But the reason why his response is a good one is because it shows that he's heard the person. Right, like so, they can't say, "Oh, well, you didn't respond, so therefore we have to do X, Y, Z." Because there was some sort of Supreme Court decision years ago, like within the last decade or so, that said that if the police are questioning you and you want to not respond to them, you have to tell them you're not going to.
Right?
It's stupid.
Yeah. It was the thing with the right to remain silent.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So
you actually have to break your silence
to announce that you intend to remain silent.
Not much of a right to remain silent, then, is it?
No, it's very counterintuitive, but that's why what this guy says is good, because he's acknowledging he's being spoken to. Words are coming out of this cop's mouth, and he's just not going to give the cop what they want.
Yeah. Well, and for traffic stops, too, like oftentimes cops will go on what I like to call a fishing expedition.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They've pulled you over for, I don't know, a headlight out or something, and they look in your car, and they see what's on your seats, and, oh, what's in the bag, sir? And, I'm sorry, officer, I don't answer questions. You don't have to answer any questions.
No doubt.
So.
Always true.
Where are you going? Where did you come from? Always, always asking that. How about it's none of your business?
Did you guys see the video that Mikey made, the local cop block activist here in the area? He's 16 years old. He posted a video. Did you see this video?
Yeah.
He posted a video of him approaching a Keene police officer. The Keene police officer was just, he's hanging out down a road, like a side road, and watching the main road, right? Mm-hmm. So he's, I don't know if he had his radar on or what, but he was watching traffic. And Mikey happened to spy him as he was going by, and he pulls, takes a detour, goes down the road, pulls over, gets his video camera out, and just starts asking this police officer the same stupid questions that they're always asking us. Where are you, you know, where did you come from? Where are you going to? What are you doing here? You look suspicious. That's why I wanted to come talk to you. He told the cop that he nice. Looks suspicious,
yeah.
And it was pretty fun.
Turnabout is one of the most effective means of, and if I remember correctly, like, he was effective. Did the guy leave or something?
I don't recall.
Okay, I don't recall either.
But it was funny.
Yeah,
and I wish I remember his channel name, but I don't offhand. I think it's like Mikey's Gaming, but I don't know what the actual URL is.
So the article continues, courts have upheld these knock-and-talk visits as lawful, reasoning that even though the curtilage of the home is protected by the Fourth Amendment, there is an implied license, to approach a residence, knock on the door, ring the bell, and seek to contact occupants.
Yeah, just like any sales guy or whatever pushing a vacuum cleaner can do it, unless, of course, you've put signs up preventing them from doing that.
It does say, however, the encounter is wholly voluntary and a person is under no obligation to speak with a government agent in this situation. As a side note before I continue with the article, I have seen some folks. The libertarian community, you know, the larger freedom community, is very good with, well, signs and memes, for that matter. And I have already seen some folks who have manufactured some signs that say some interesting things, like, if you're here to talk about anything related to my personal health care, be advised that I charge, you know, $50 a minute for any conversation related to this particular subject matter, and if you engage in a conversation with me about this subject matter, then you have agreed to pay me, you know, this kind of a thing. I've seen these signs come up. I don't know how effective they're going to be legally, but it's interesting that folks are already making these signs in anticipation.
If you've advised them that this is your price structure, and they engage you under that price structure, then you need to start putting liens out on their property if they don't pay their bills.
The number here is 603-283-6160. More suggestions from the Rutherford Institute coming up on what to do if these door-to-door vaccination people come to your door, which could...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. With COVID-19 cases rising in all 50 states, health officials say it's clear that unvaccinated people are both driving the increase in cases and are most at risk.
This is Dr. Tyson Bell, Medical ICU Director at the University of Virginia.
I think one thing to really discuss is the misinformation that's really out there. I think that's really been a pandemic in and of itself. The fact that people are getting inaccurate information that leads them to believe that the vaccines are either unsafe or not effective or they're not necessary.
Dry, unstable, and windy conditions will keep fueling the Bootleg Fire, a massive wildfire in southern Oregon, as the largely uncontained blaze grows by miles each day. An initial review Friday showed the Bootleg Fire destroyed 67 homes. This is USA Radio News. After witnessing violent riots and looting for almost a week, South Africa is trying to slowly get back on its feet, but now the challenge is meeting food demand. The World is One correspondent is driving past a mall.
This is one of the mall called Alex Mall. This is one of the mall that has opened up for communities to buy the essentials. The mall is currently being manned by a private security as well as mall security. You can see the queue here of people that are wanting to go inside the mall to buy essentials.
Three members of the Texas House Democratic Caucus who are temporarily staying in Washington after leaving the Lone Star State this past week to block passage of a new Republican-backed elections law have tested positive for COVID-19. The three members of the delegation have all been vaccinated against COVID-19, but tested positive with rapid tests. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, the number if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwave. You don't have to talk about the looming potential for door-to-door vaccination visits from your friendly local federal government, or perhaps local governments getting federal money to go door-to-door. We're seeing other governments such as the North Carolina, I think it was Charlotte, was doing it as of Monday. They started going door-to-door in various neighborhoods. So it's already being rolled out in some places. Could be coming to a door near you. And John Rutherford from the Rutherford Institute, right, is giving us some suggestions here on what to do.
Yeah, it seems to me like they're rolling it out where they think the least resistance will be.
Well, and I heard or read... this person who calls himself president, I think his name's Biden, like defending this.
Of course, and he was calling for it,
and it was all this sort of like, you know, downplaying, like, oh, people think it's you know, very brown shirt Gestapo, but it's not that at all. These are volunteers.
These are blue shirts.
Like, he's describing this thing that has already happened historically and how it started, but he's describing the thing while he's trying to defend and downplay this. Like, it is never a good idea for a government to turn on its own citizens. Right.
Well, I mean, if you want to, going on forever.
Right, but if you want to maintain your power, right? Usually what happens is when these, we'll call them societies or governments, when they meet their end, when they're on the downward decline.
Are we there yet?
Oh, we're definitely on the downward decline.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Not much time left.
I'm ready.
There are so many people who are, like, with all the current stuff that's going on with COVID and now this with the door-to-door stuff, they're like, this is how it starts. Like, all the old people that, you know, were old enough to see Germany rise and, you know, the Nazi Party and all that kind of stuff. They're like, this is how it starts. And some of these other older people are like, no, actually, we're several steps into it already.
It has started.
It has started, and we're, you know, maybe midway through it at this point.
Well, and I mean, the reason they keep hammering on this stuff is because they are running out of time to start implementing absolute and ultimate control. So if they don't get the right to put whatever they want to in your body before they run out of the ability to print money, like, they're done for. It's over.
Well, I mean, they've got the ability to print money, and they're not going to run out of that ability until people finally start using alternatives.
Right.
Now, for the first time ever, we have alternatives besides gold and silver, which have historically been good hedges against inflation, but they're not particularly useful over the internet, and they can be a little clunky in certain circumstances, although the gold back has started to solve that.
The gold back is... the gold back paired with cryptocurrency, which is, I think, where you're going with your point, is a fantastic pairing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It really is. It can't be beat.
They're very complimentary, and I don't want to go too far into that, but obviously we got crypto-related news we can talk about here tonight, too. But again, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So there is a way out for people as far as the financial situation is concerned, but, you know, if we're still on the downward slope of this government, it may still be a while yet. I mean, it'd be great if everything accelerated and they just went down within the next 6 months, but these governments have a way of holding on for dear life. I mean, just look at Venezuela, for instance. I mean, that place has been the pits for the like most of the last decade. It's been terrible economically there. And old Maduro, he's still there. They haven't thrown him out of the office or anything.
Well, and he still has a lot of credibility down there because of Chavez. I mean, people loved Chavez. They literally worshipped the guy. Like, there's people with Chavez tattoos. Like,
there are those people, but there's a tremendous amount of counter-protest. I mean, there's a lot of people there who do not like Maduro, and they've run at him with pots and pans at one point when he came onto one of the islands and chased him out of the neighborhood, basically. There have been huge protests down there.
If only we could see some of that here.
But the point being, there's tremendous economic poverty because of the inflation that has, the hyperinflation they've done to the currency there. I mean, the damage is quite apparent and quite horrifying, and yet there they are.
The government remains.
So, I mean, and they don't have a world reserve currency to prop them up. The U.S. government's got its dollar into economies all around the planet. I mean, it's going to take some time. Unfortunately, I wish it would be fast. Maybe it'll be faster than we all think, right? Like the Berlin Wall, nobody saw that thing coming down.
I wish I was mature enough to have paid attention to the things leading up to the breakup of the former Soviet Union, because it seems to me, when I look back at that situation, that it happened rather quickly.
It did, yeah. Mm-hmm. These things do tend to come on quickly and unexpectedly in a lot of cases.
And the United States, as far as, you know, a country is concerned, for lack of a better term, is uniquely positioned to already have those divisions sort of in place, right? So if the federal government goes, you know, TU for whatever reason, then the states already are, you know, they've got borders, they've got definitions, and
sure.
So now you just become a bunch of smaller states, which is a great step in
that
right direction.
Amazing. If that happened in our lifetime, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. And so it's uniquely positioned. And, like, there's been conversations about states splitting into other states, like Washington State, for example. There's a definite divide, not only culturally, but also physically, between eastern Washington and western Washington. And whenever the state as a whole votes on a thing, you know, the people in eastern Washington feel like they're getting the shaft because the folks in western Washington have far different political purposes than they do. And so they've been – that thing has been thrown out so many times over the past couple of decades about we should just split into two new states, you know. There's talk about, like, Idaho becoming part of Washington, or I'm trying to remember the other – Oregon and what's right next door to Oregon. just to the east of it. Anyway, many states have, you know, the division of even California into Northern and Southern California, mm-hmm. for that matter, has been talked about. So, and that's just on the West Coast, not to mention, you know, any other places. So the United States is uniquely positioned to have these divisions sort of already in place, mm-hmm. for a breakup. It would be real interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and sort of the political divisions already exist as well. I mean, there's already been people prior to COVID, during Trump, that were talking about that there's two Americas. There's the red and there's the blue. And now you've got COVID added on top of that, and you've got the two Americas are now the unvaccinated versus the vaccinated, the obedient versus the disobedient, those who are steeped in fear versus those who are just wanting to live their lives and take the risk.
Yeah.
So we're seeing all kinds of, you know, interesting divisions here, and it could just simply be that once the first state secedes, you may see a domino effect where, you know, if they can do it, so can we.
Right.
Okay. Well, and a lot of the reasons that they would want to avoid separating, you know, just for details, are things that we're starting to work through already. So, I mean, one of the big ones is currency. Mm-hmm. So, like, okay, well, what, we're going to each have our own little currency? Because, well, if we don't have the federal government, then who's going to issue the money? Well,
that's
we've
easy.
Got that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We got crypto, we've got gold backs, mm-hmm. you know, who knows what else is on the horizon once mm-hmm. competition opens up in that and there's no longer a monopoly on currency.
And, I mean, for the most part, the military really is just completely useless at this point. I mean, it does a lot, but we don't actually need it. So
that's the big objection from a lot of people, I think, both on the right and the left, certainly on the right, to secession is, well, what about the military? Mm-hmm. How will we be protected?
Well, bring them all home and, like, actually protect, you know, the areas where we're at.
Right.
Let other people in other countries alone.
But that is a good question, is what happens to the military bases in any given state if it secedes? Will the federal government be kicked out of those bases? Will they be allowed to continue doing things on those bases? How is that going to be handled? And I don't know, you know, it'd be interesting to hear people brainstorm about what that would look like.
Well, and sadly, most of the time when you do see things that are breaking up, they are very slow to do so. I mean, like, if you look at Brexit
5 years?
Right. They're running into the exact same problem that when you try and cut down into a smaller thing, it's a lot more difficult than it was to become a giant, unwieldy thing.
Yeah, too bad they joined it in the first place. Mm-hmm. Been a lot nicer if they had never done that. 603-283-6160, whether you want to talk about secession or what to do when these door-to-door vaccination pushers come by. There's more to the story that you've got, right, Captain? We'll get into that coming up. Your calls and thoughts are welcome to Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, Saturday show. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Check out the social media site over at social.freetalklive.com. I just posted a photo yesterday, I think it was, or today, of Mr. Bitcoin. You talked about him last night on the show, Captain.
My favorite mascot, I think, of all time.
And I figure people should see what it looks like, because he was here at the studio yesterday, paid us a visit, and the costume or the mascot outfit is absolutely outstanding. So you can see that for yourself.
Trying to get, and Dave, if you're listening, perhaps you can call up Bitcoin Gandhi. And
yeah.
arrange an appearance between Mr. Bitcoin and Bitcoin Gandhi.
I actually already sent Dave Bitcoin Gandhi a message, and he's interested.
I just would love to see a photo of Bitcoin Gandhi and Mr. Bitcoin together somewhere, like in front of the Federal Reserve. Yeah, something like that.
So if they do a Super Saiyan fusion dance, do we get Mr. Bitcoin Gandhi? With all their powers combined.
We got more coming up from the Rutherford Institute on what to do, they say, if the people come door-to-door offering a vaccine. We'll get into that, but first, your calls and thoughts. First up, Robert is on the line in Virginia. Robert, you're listening to WJFN. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So, this is my first time listening to you guys, but I will say I like the fact you're all addressing some of the topics that are very precedent, forefront of a lot of our minds, which kind of, for me, strikes home when I think of freedom, I think of liberty, what this country was founded on, what's made us great. I'll just kind of keep it very brief, very short. For me, our country was founded, our government is by the people and for the people. What's happening in our nation, you kind of think about it like this. This is the way my mind works, okay? You take a frog and you put it in a pot of water, and you slowly increase the water temperature. The frog adapts. It continues to adapt. Mm-hmm. Until once the temperature is so hot, the frog is dead. It ceases to exist. What I'm afraid is happening in our nation is there's been gradual changes that are just continuing to chip away at our freedom, chip away at our liberty. And what I'm afraid is coming down the pike, kind of what you all have alluded to or talking about, whether it's, you know, with this door-to-door, very similar to things that you see in socialist societies. You know, it's just astonishing that it's got to this point. I know there is hope. I got to believe that. But it doesn't look too good in terms of when you see all the policies and things that are taking place in Washington. And like you were talking about with, you know, in Russia, it happened very quickly.
Well, I mean, the history shows that empires fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, over time, given enough time, they aggregate power to themselves and they just become too big and too unwieldy.
And they literally eat themselves. And yes. I mean, it's a weird way of explaining it, but they sort of turn inward on themselves and destroy themselves from within because they've just become so massive.
So you said there's hope. I would say the hope, at least from my perspective, is that the end comes sooner rather than later. And that not many people get hurt in the process before this federal government comes to an end and we can say goodbye to this failed experiment and actually have more freedom at the state level.
And I definitely agree with your picture of the sort of incrementalism of slowly boiling a frog. Another metaphor that I find is effective is like tyranny is like water, and water will flow wherever it can. So I mean, they're putting out a feeler here to see if this will be allowed, and they'll put out a feeler here to see if this will be allowed. So like, okay, well, what if we just put it in Charlotte and we just do the friendly? We'll tell you where the vaccine place is. Is that okay? Okay, well, what if we expand that over here? Well, what if we start checking whether you have the vaccine while we do that? Will you put up with that? And it's a totalitarian tiptoe.
Robert, thanks for the call. Thanks for the first-time listener to Free Talk Live.
Yeah,
definitely appreciate you being out there. And he told me that he was driving, so you know he's not necessarily living where he was listening. You can always get us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com, of course. But we definitely appreciate our great radio stations. In fact, Jill's listening to the same station there in Richmond, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jill.
I think that we need to abolish public education.
All right.
We're here.
Yeah.
I think it perhaps could be done more easily on a state-by-state basis if we could just persuade enough people to do away with it. Now, there are people who homeschool, and they could be on our side.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people, now I don't necessarily agree with them, but there are people who send their children to parochial schools, and it's not fair. They've got to pay out of their own pockets for that education and at the same time be taxed for it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And that's not fair either.
The taxes aren't fair in the first place.
Like that together, we can and spread it over the nation gradually on a state-by-state basis. I think we could perhaps get rid of it eventually.
I love what you're saying here, and I hope more people come to this conclusion because it's one of the most important things you can do is get the kids out of these government indoctrination camps. I mean, even if public school doesn't end anytime soon, you can end it right away. If you've got kids, get them the hell out of these things because it's just doing damage.
Oh, absolutely. The good news is that more folks now, since the whole lockdowns and all that kind of thing, more folks now are leaning towards either homeschooling or alternative schooling, that's to say non-government schooling, because they realize they can, right? They were forced into a situation where they had to make some sort of other thing. They saw what happens to a Zoom school online with this, you know, online video conferencing thing. It doesn't work very well.
Yeah. Sounds like an awful nightmare.
Yeah, homeschooling, I know in particular, jumped from about 5% to about 10%. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah,
it's really a huge jump.
Now, in some states, it's easier than in other states. So, like California, for instance, basically wants to do everything they can to prevent you from homeschooling. There's all kinds of regulations, all kinds of rules, whereas some other states, and New Hampshire's not the best from what I understand, but it's up there. There's not as many rules or not as many regulations. You don't have to submit every curriculum that you have to the government for approval or whatever. So, if you find that the place that you're in is too restrictive, get the hell out of there and go to a less restrictive place.
And I can't say it enough to our listeners that have children. If you do not want to send your children back to government schools, there are options. There are options.
Yeah.
There are charter schools that you can find. There are homeschool groups that you can join. There are even communities of families, small communities. I'm talking like two, three families who are getting together and hiring a private tutor for just their families.
Their parents at earlier and earlier ages.
Yeah, they do. That's why they're proposing government preschool.
They need to be at home with their parents.
Yep.
Jill, you're talking my language here. I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. And this is where the government gets their hooks in, when you get kids in charge.
This is an argument that I don't get it, but I hear it every time that homeschooling or anything like that comes up. It's like, well, but you're going to have to pay the taxes and not get the service. It's like, so what? They're going to tax you.
Yeah, what's more important for your children?
I mean, it is an illusion to say that this money goes to this service. What actually happens is frighteningly complicated, and a portion of this goes there, and then let it go. Just let it go. Yeah.
Why would you want their service?
They're going to steal from you. Don't let them pretend that they're actually giving you service.
Most of the things that you pay taxes for, you don't use.
Yeah.
Most of their quote-unquote services, you never avail yourself of.
Yeah, right. So there's no difference between this and any other service that you don't take advantage of.
The difference, though, Captain, is that let's look at our taxes here in New Hampshire. It's actually the majority.
Yeah.
So that's the only difference is like the welfare department gets this amount, the police get this amount. You know, there's a lot of tax money destinations.
But you don't have any choice. It's either pay it or else.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, people don't sit around going, you know, I keep paying for this fire department and my house hasn't lit on fire once.
Mm-hmm.
When honestly, like, you are better lighting your house on fire than sending your kids to these indoctrination camps.
Mm. The number, 603-283-6160. You can join us here, because if we actually had a freedom to choose in education, if you actually had like people being able to keep their money, we'd have all this blossoming options out there. You'd have schools that were religious. You'd have schools that were atheists. You'd have schools that were environmentalists. You'd have schools that were, you know, you fill in the blank. Whatever it is that people want is what they would have. They wouldn't have to fight over it ever again in these stupid school boards where one parent group is always fighting with the other parent group because one wants the Bible in the class and the other doesn't. And it's just like never-ending conflict.
Can you imagine if government just gave families the amount of money that it spends on each child to go to public schools and just was like, here's the money, budget yourself for schooling?
Isn't there some kind of program like that in New Hampshire that I've heard about?
I don't know.
I feel like they just expanded that with this most recent budget. Anyway, the number here is 603-283-6160. More on the door-to-door vaccine.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.